بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول كريم، أما بعد. عن عبد الله بن صائب بن يزيد عن أبيه عن جده رضي الله عنه وعنهم أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: أيأخذن أحدكم متاع أخيه لاعبا ولا جادا. حضرت عبد الله بن صائب بن يزيد reports from his father, from his grandfather, that he heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying: No one should ever take any item of his brother playfully or seriously. Sometimes children do it, sometimes adults do it. They hide someone's item, take his phone quietly, put it away, hide his keys, just so that he can become restless and we can have a good laugh at that we hid his thing away. But in doing so, for that moment, you are causing taklif to your Muslim brother. And Allah Pak doesn't want that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses the word of emphasis. The scale of verb la ya'khudanna is of emphasis. That means definitely should not do this. It is mentioned in one hadith, anna rajulan akhadha na'la rajulin, that one person took someone's sandals and he hid it away. Again, this was done in jest, joking. Clearly it's mentioned here, وَهُوَ يَمْزَحْ فَذَكَرَ ذَلِكَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And then he mentioned that to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لَا تُرَوِّعُ الْمُسْلِمْ. Don't frighten a Muslim. Don't make him worried. Don't cause worry to a Muslim. You hid his shoes. Now he's worried. Where's his shoes? How he's going to go home? He needs his shoes. Sometimes a person needs to rush off and now he can't find his shoes. You trouble him. لا تروع المسلم. Don't frighten a Muslim. إن روعة المسلم ظلم عظيم. Now this word really shakes me up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, frightening a Muslim is ظلم عظيم. Surah 31, Surah Luqman, verse 13. Luqman alayhi salam is telling his son, يا بني لا تشرك بالله. Oh my son, do not ascribe any partners with Allah. Inna shirka la dhulmun azim. The same word for shirk. Luqman alayhi salam tells his son, mentioning the Quran, that shirk is dhulmun azim. It is very, very great oppression. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam says, Ru'atul Muslim dhulmun azim. To frighten a Muslim is very, very great oppression. It's a very great wrong that you are doing. May Allah protect us. May Allah save us. These pranks and these jokes are not in keeping with the culture of Islam and the teachings of Islam. Last hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man akhafa mu'minan, that person that frightens a believer, puts fear into him, kana haqqan ala Allah alla yu'minahu min afza'i yawm al-qiyamah, then it is Allah Ta'ala's right that He will not make him safe from all the fears and terrors and horrors of the day of Qiyamah. Imagine, you cause fear to a Muslim, you made him scared. Some people put a mask on, make them scared. So this is not the Muslim culture. It happened in the past, someone did that, and the person ran, got knocked. Put one mask on, made someone scared, they ran onto the road, they got knocked. You can do it to an old person, can cause their blood pressure to go up, can cause them to have a heart attack. So Islam doesn't want this. Don't cause any amount of difficulty, taklif to a Muslim. Here in this hadith it is said, Allah Ta'ala will not protect that person, not make him safe from the terrors and fears of the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala save us, protect us, give us tawfiq.